Hello everybody, welcome back to part 2 of Overcoming Limiting Belief. In the part 1, we have understood what belief system is. Now in this part, we will understand how we can destroy limiting beliefs and form new ones, the empowering ones, which can change our trajectory and tune us for success. In this part, I will reveal the step-by-step process that you need to follow in order to destroy your old and limiting beliefs and create new and empowering ones. So stay tuned till the end because there is a lot to know and there is a lot to discuss. Hi, my name is Akshay Tiwari. I am a Holistic Happiness Coach, founder of Holistic Happiness Club. And without further delay, let's dive into the topic. Okay, so before we delve deep into the topic, let's have a very quick recap of the previous part because that is very important in order to understand today's topic. So in the last episode, we discussed what belief system is. We discussed that belief system is like a perception. It is a lens through which we see a person or a situation. This lens, this perception that helps us derive a meaning out of that situation. Okay? So whenever we are presented with an opportunity or a challenge, we start hearing a chatter inside us, and that is coming from our belief system. Alright. We also discussed that there are two kinds of belief. One is limiting belief and other one is empowering belief. Okay? Beliefs that pushes us, propel us for growth and empower us to achieve greater things. They are empowering beliefs. Whereas beliefs which hold us back and do not let us take new opportunities, they are limiting beliefs. So why do we have those limiting beliefs? They are there to protect us. They are there to protect us from getting into unknown territory and uncomfortable situation. Okay, so last part, what we discussed is what are the root causes of those limiting beliefs. So root cause number one is comparison. Number two is fear of criticism. Number three is our upbringing. Number four is our past incidents. And the last is our habit. So it is like once we start putting limitation in one area of our life or one thing in our life, and that is start spreading to other areas of our life. So that becomes our habit. All right. So that was last episode. Now, before we get deeper in today's episode, before we try to understand that how we can destroy old and limiting beliefs and create new ones, it is very important that we understand two very, very important things. Number one is understanding the process. The process, you see, destroying limiting beliefs and creating new and empowering one, it is not a two-step process. This is very important to understand. This is one and the same. You can say these are the two sides of same coin. Once you start building empowering beliefs, old and limiting ones automatically gets diminished. Okay, let me give you one analogy. If there is a dark room and you want to remove darkness from that room and illuminate that room with light, is that a two-step process? Will you first remove all the darkness from the room and then you will light the room? Is it so? No, right? You will just lit the room and with the light, and all the darkness will automatically go away. We don't have to take a baseball bat and beat all the darkness out of the room. As soon as light comes, darkness goes away. And this is the exact same thing with beliefs. As soon as the new and empowering one takes place, old and disempowering ones, they disappears. Okay, I should not say disappears, but it takes a backseat. It takes a back step and it stops leading your way. Instead, the new and empowering one, they start leading your way. Why am I saying that it does not disappear? Because subconsciously it stays there. It takes a back step from the current challenges which you are feeling right now, the situations which you are facing right now. But whenever you will move on the ladder, those limiting beliefs might come again. Ask me why. Why am I telling you that it does not go away? It is not to scare you, but it is because of two reasons. Reason number one is that you do not have to be worried about that if these limiting beliefs are to protect us, then why are we destroying them? It doesn't get destroyed. Whenever you really need them, they will come back. They will come up and they will save you. And the reason number two is, as you move up the ladder, as you face new challenges, as you progress further, you need to keep checking yourself on your belief system. So that's why I'm telling you that these limiting beliefs, they really do not go away. They stays there, but we have to keep on working on ourselves. So this was first important thing of the two important things. The second important thing is your motivation. Now imagine success as a destination. And the journey of success you are going to cover by bicycle. There are two reasons that you will not be able to reach to the destination or the success. Reason number one is that you love your home and you do not want to leave it. A destination, I should say that destination for you is not that attractive enough for you. And the second reason is that you think about the hardships that you are going to face on the road. Now consider these hardships that you are going to face on the road as your limiting beliefs. So empowering beliefs can deal with these hardships. They can tell you that, okay, we will deal with all these hardships that we are going to face on the journey of success. But you need to have a reason. You need to have a motive to leave the comfort of your home. Here, your motivation, your why, it becomes very important. Empowering beliefs will come into picture later, but you need to take a step. You need to make up your mind that you are going on this journey because of so and so and so reason. Once your why is fixed, only then these empowering beliefs can help you. Okay, so these are two very important things that we have to keep in the mind, that we do not have to be worried about our old and limiting belief system. We just have to focus on the empowering ones. Second thing is that our reason, our motivation is different than our empowering belief system. First, we have to have that motive. Only then these empowering beliefs can help us. So if you want to start a business and then there are so many limiting beliefs that will come into picture that we can overcome, right? But you have to have that reason to start that business. If the business is not looking attractive enough, there is no point of building empowering beliefs. No matter how many empowering beliefs you are building to start that business, it will not work because you do not have a reason. You do not have a motive. You do not have motivation to start with, right? All right. Okay. So we have understood two very important things which are needed to understand before we get ahead and dive deep into the topic. Now there is one last very important thing. It is to understand that belief is belief. It does not discriminate itself in limiting belief or empowering belief. That's our social construct. That's our mind construct. For mind, belief is belief, whether it is a limiting one or the empowering one. Why am I telling that? Because if belief is belief, limiting and empowering both are same, then the process of creating a limiting belief and process of creating an empowering belief, that is going to be the same. So now the question boils down to how to form that belief. Forming a belief is a step-by-step process. So let's do one thing to understand this process. Let's set one goal and try to form empowering beliefs for achieving that particular goal. And in this whole process, we will understand how each step unfolds itself. All right. So the goal for us is we have to give a stage presentation. Now, you remember that I have told you that you have to have a strong why, strong motivation, a reason to start with, why you want to achieve whatever you want to achieve. So in this case, let's say our reason is that our promotion is depending on this particular stage presentation. Okay, so we have a reason, we have a goal. Now we are all set to understand the process. First step in forming a belief is form a belief. Yeah, now I know how does that sound. Let me explain this one to you. What we need to do is as soon as we get this goal, we need to visualize this goal in our head. And as soon as we start visualizing that goal, we will have all the limiting beliefs and the negative beliefs, they will start popping up inside our head. It will be a chatter like, I'm stage fearing, I'm not worthy, I'm not confident, I'm not a fluent speaker. Everything that is coming to your head, note it down in a piece of paper, number by number. Okay, next what you need to do is take another paper and everything that you have noted down that is negative, in parallel to everything, create a positive sentence. If you have noted down that I'm not worthy, you can write down I'm worthy. If you have noted down that I'm not confident, you can write down I am confident. If you have noted down that I have a stage fear, you can write down I love stages. Why we are doing this? You see, we have understood from the previous episode that a belief can be formed by two ways, by some incident or by someone telling us something, right? So either we can wait for someone to say something to us and some incident to happen and we can derive some meaningful meaning from that incident, and then we can form an empowering belief out of that incident. Either we can wait for that, but we cannot, right? Because our goal has deadline. Another thing is, why to wait for someone to tell us that you are worthy? Why to wait for someone to tell us that you are confident? Instead, here what we are doing, we are telling ourselves that I am worthy. I am confident. I love stages. I am a fluent speaker. I love crowd and everything that is full of energy, full of positivity in order to achieve that particular goal. So we are telling ourselves instead of waiting for someone. Okay. So this was step number one, form a belief. Step number two is reasoning. So you have to reason to yourself that why you are worthy for this particular goal, how you are capable of this particular goal. What you need to do is you need to dig out your past and find out all the similar achievements that are similar to this particular goal. So in this example, our goal is to present a stage presentation, to give a stage presentation. So it involves speaking, and that is what you are fearful. You should dig out your past. Think of that you used to teach your younger brother or your younger sister. That involves talking, that involves speaking. You used to do that very well. So why not this one? Think of that you give briefings to your subordinates. You present reports to your managers also. That involves speaking. Anything that involves speaking, you can list that out. It doesn't matter how small. It doesn't matter how big. It doesn't matter how old it is. Anything that is related, that is similar to this particular goal, anywhere remotely similar to this goal, you can list that down. And you can tell yourself, see, I have achieved all these things in the past. And I'm the same person who has achieved all these things. If I can achieve all these things, why can't I achieve this one? Maybe a little bit more effort is required, and that's what I'm ready for. I'm ready to give my 100%, my 200% to make it possible. But I already have this in me. I have done these things in the past, so I will be able to achieve this particular thing as well. That was number two, reasoning. Step number three is finding inspiration. Again, you have to dig your past, but this time, unlike the last time, you were finding all the similar incidents you have achieved, similar achievements you have achieved in the past to that goal. This time, anything that matters to you, anything that is close to your heart that you have achieved in the past, that you can list it down. You can list down that you came first in one race in the first standard. That was an achievement for you. Maybe you got up this morning early and you showed up on time in the office. Maybe that's an achievement for you. Anything that you think is an achievement, no matter how small it is, no matter how big it is, and it doesn't matter when it happened, in which context it has happened, anything that you think that you have achieved, list down everything. Then look at that list. Tell yourself that you have achieved all these things. Why you are not able to achieve one more thing? You have achieved so many diverse range of things in your life. Why you will not be able to achieve this thing? Okay. So this was step number three, finding inspiration. Next step is repetition. From the last episode, we understand that beliefs gets ingrained only by repetition. So we have to repeat as many times all these empowering beliefs that we have listed down in the first step, that I am worthy, I'm confident, I'm capable, I am a fluent speaker, I love stage, I love crowd, all these things, all these positive statements, we need to repeat as many times as we can. The best time to be, when you are starting your day, early in the morning, or when you are going to bed, those are the best time when you want to repeat all those affirmations. So you need to repeat all those affirmations. The more you will repeat, more and more it will get ingrained in the subconscious, and it will start becoming a belief. This is step number four, repetition. Last but not the least is feeding the new evidences. You see, we have created a belief. We have formed a belief that I am worthy, I am capable, I'm a fluent speaker, I love crowd, I love stages and all that. And we know that it gets ingrained as we repeat it more and more. But nothing solidifies a belief other than feeding the evidence, right? If you think that money is bad, and if you see another incident that two people are fighting because of money, your belief gets solidified. What we need to do in this step is we have to create new evidences of our belief that why am I worthy? Why am I capable? How am I a fluent speaker? How I love stages, all these things. So it is like a divide and conquer, but slightly different. In divide and conquer, what we do is we take the goal and we divide it into multiple small tasks, and we focus on one particular task at a time. In this step, what we need to do is we can divide our goal into small tasks, plus anything that is related, any task that is related to our goal, that also we can pick it up. And with each task, we can feed our beliefs that see, this is the belief that I am capable. So let's say I have created a task that I am going to present a small summary of one particular task or which I have done maybe some times ago to my subordinates. Maybe there are only 3 people in the room, and then I have given a briefing. So once I have given a briefing about that task to all the subordinates, I can feed that this as an evidence to my mind that see, I gave a briefing that involves talking. I can talk, I can explain, I can deliver whatever I want to give as a message, right? So subconsciously we have to create these tasks that I have to solidify this particular belief. For this particular belief, I am going to create this particular task. Once that task is done, it should be small. There should not be a possibility to fail, right? It should be a very, very small task. Once you are done with that task, it will feed that belief if you are doing this consciously. So that was step number 5, feeding the new evidences. So these are 5 steps. First, you form a belief. Then you reason to yourself about that belief, digging out the incidences from your past. Then you find inspiration again from your past. And then you repeat the whole process enough number of times so that it starts becoming a belief. And last but not the least, it is the feeding the new evidences, creating the new evidences for the newly created beliefs that solidifies your belief like anything. So let me tell you one more thing, that it's a kind of a snowball effect kind of thing. So initially it will look like that progress is very slow. You are not going anywhere with this. But as you start creating the new evidence and start feeding your belief with the new evidences, your mind will automatically start finding all the new evidences for these beliefs. And it's a flywheel process. You create new evidence, you feed the belief find new evidence, and it feeds itself. And that's how this snowball effect starts. And if you will do it for some time consistently, you will start seeing phenomenal result in your daily life. All right, let me give you another example of my own life from the recent events. So the thing is that I wanted to start this podcast and this YouTube channel, and I told you that in the previous episode that I was not very confident. I was fearful. I was not confident enough that I can deliver a message to a large audience in this kind of medium. I can connect with people, but I was not very confident that I can deliver a message through podcast or a YouTube channel. So what did I do? I followed exact same template. First I started thinking, what all the problems I am going to face? People will criticize me, number one. Number two, I am not able to deliver a message in a format, in a platform like podcast. I'm not able to connect with people in a single sensory medium. All these things I noted down. And then I started writing things that are opposite to all those beliefs. Instead of thinking that I fear criticism and what people will say, I started telling myself that I only care about my message. Instead of thinking that how will I put together my chain of thoughts, I started saying to myself that my chain of thoughts are natural to me. Instead of saying that I'm not confident enough, I started saying that I'm confident. Instead of thinking that I will not be able to speak fluently, I started telling myself that I speak fluently. I noted down all these beliefs. Then the step number 2, reasoning. I started thinking that if I can talk to people, if I can connect with people when I'm sitting physically, present physically in front of them, then why can't I do the same thing on the podcast? Only thing I need to do is I can imagine that there is a one person sitting in front of me, and I'm explaining and I'm delivering my message to that one person alone. And that's it. I have to explain everything to that one person alone. And I need to record my conversation, and same thing will go on the podcast. So all these reasons I started accumulating that I can do that. And I started telling myself, if I can do all these things, this is just a step further from that. I can do this. And the third step, finding inspiration. I started telling myself that from where you have come, you have achieved so much. You went to engineering college, which was a big deal, and you have secured a job in a multinational company. You have bagged multiple times Performer of the Month award and all those things. So if I can do all those things, why can't I do this? This is going to be a piece of cake in front of all those things, right? Because so many people are doing this. So what's the difficulty? And I found there are none. Okay. And then fourth step was repetition. In the morning, I used to see all those positive affirmations which I wrote down for myself. And in the evening before going to bed, I used to see and read all those affirmations. Next was, which was very crucial, the feeding the new evidence. This step is still going on. That's right. This step is still going on. Even after launching the podcast and launching the YouTube channel, I'm still working on this. It's not like overnight it has changed everything for me. Things has changed for me, but I'm still working on them. If you hear my first podcast and if you hear this podcast, you will find a stark difference in how I'm delivering whatever I want to deliver. How I am able to connect logically my thoughts and how am I able to deliver a message which I really think that I want to deliver. What I did for this particular step, feeding the new evidence, instead of thinking of a 30-minute episode, a 1-hour long conversation, I started thinking that I have to deliver it in bits and pieces. See, this is the beauty of recorded sessions, that 30-minute session I can record in 10 pieces of 3 minutes each. So I don't have to weave everything in my mind that I am going to say this thing first, say that thing next, and say that thing next. I can weave only the things which I want to say in the next 3 minutes. I can record it and I can go on recording the next one. So that is how I started. In the first episode, it took me a long time to record that particular episode, and there was a lot of editing. This particular episode, this is also going to be with edited. This episode is also going to have some editing, but I know for myself that what kind of difficulty I faced when I was recording the first episode, and what kind of level of comfort I am in when I'm recording this particular episode. How much editing has gone in first episode and how much editing I'm going to do for this particular episode. I know how far I have come. So all these things are working for me, and that is what I am delivering to all of you. All right. So with this, I will say that we have reached to the end of the episode, which is part 2 of overcoming limiting beliefs. So we have understood that what belief system is, what it does to us, why it is there, why there are limiting beliefs, why there are empowering beliefs, and why there are belief itself, why belief system exists in the first place. And then we have understood that what is the importance of belief system in order to achieve that a particular goal. And also we have understood that if we want to create new and empowering beliefs, what we need to follow step by step. With that, we have reached to the end of this episode. Let me know in the comment box, how did you like this episode? What did you like about this episode, and what did you learn from this episode? Also, if you have any feedback or suggestion, please let me know in the comment. Your feedback and suggestion are something that improves this show, and they are highly, highly welcome. If you want to connect with me on social media, I'm mostly active on Instagram and my handle is Happiness Architect. If you want to connect with me on my website, you can connect there. My website is akshaytiwari.in, and I personally want to invite every one of you to my VIP Facebook group. A lot is going to happen over that group. All the links will be given in the description box. I also want to add that there is an ebook which I have written. The title is 6 Steps to Live a Happier, Healthier, Meaningful and Purposeful Life. It's a very short, crisp ebook which is available for free as of now on my website. The direct link for this ebook will also be given in the description box. Please go and download this ebook. It is a very short ebook, pocket-sized ebook, which delivers its message in a very few words. Till the time, we are seeing each other. Bye-bye. Take care. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family member. Take care of people around you. God bless you. Peace.